BBC News with Neil Nunes. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has denounced a deadly Russian attack on a bus carrying minors as a telling crime. He said it showed that Russia bore responsibility for an escalation. 12 people were killed. From Kyiv, here's Sarah Rainsford.
There are photos of the wreckage, the bus windows smashed and its side torn by shrapnel. The deadly strike happens during a so-called energy truce agreed this week by Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin directly. A pause in major Russian attacks on the power sector during a week of extreme cold. But that deal was never a ceasefire, and drone attacks have continued elsewhere too. In Zaporizhia, a maternity hospital was hit, leaving wards full of glass and rubble. President Zelensky has confirmed there'll be more peace negotiations this week, mediated by the Americans. Russia's attacks seem meant to pile on the pressure in advance.
The Iranian foreign minister has said he's confident that Tehran can reach an agreement with Washington on his country's nuclear program. Abbas Araghchi said an exchange of messages through what he called friendly countries in the region was facilitating fruitful talks with the Trump administration. President Trump said he was hopeful of making a deal. A prominent Labour politician in Britain, the former ambassador to the United States, Peter Mandelson, has resigned from the party. It follows the latest release by the U.S. Justice Department of documents and images from the investigation into the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. This report from Joe Pike.
The man who did so much to rebuild the Labour Party in the 1980s and 1990s has now resigned from it, disgraced and humiliated. New images released by the U.S. Department of Justice show Lord Mandelson in his underwear. Bank statements suggest he was paid $75,000 by Epstein in 2003 and 2004 while a Labour MP. Lord Mandelson has questioned the document's authenticity and said he had no record and no recollection of receiving these sums. The peer has also repeated his regret in having known Epstein, saying, "I was wrong to believe him and swallow his lies."
The Nigerian army says it has killed a Boko Haram commander and 10 members of the jihadist group in northeastern Borno state as the country intensifies its efforts to counter rising insurgency. The BBC's Paul Ngie reports.
The hunt for the Boko Haram commander Abu Khalid led the military through the group's hideouts in the Sambisa forest. As the second in command of the jihadist group, his role was central to Boko Haram's operations and logistical capabilities. In a separate offensive in northwestern Zamfara state, soldiers said they foiled a plot by armed bandits to stage coordinated large-scale attacks on local communities.
World News from the BBC. A 5-year-old boy and his father, who were detained by U.S. immigration agents last month, have been flown back to Minneapolis. They had been taken to a detention center in Texas, but last night, a judge ordered their release. Photographs of the boy wearing a blue bunny hat and being held by an agent caused a national outcry. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, has said that Israel's decision to stop the organization from working in Gaza is a pretext to obstruct the delivery of humanitarian aid to the war, devastated Palestinian territory. Earlier on Sunday, Israel said the move was because MSF had refused to hand over a list of its staff in Gaza. In football, Arsenal have won the final of the first edition of the Women's Champions Cup. They beat Brazilian side Corinthians 3-2 in extra time. They'll get $2.3 million in prize money. The 68th Grammy Awards are taking place in Los Angeles. The hip-hop star Kendrick Lamar, who's nominated for the most awards, has already won two, including for Best Rap Song for TV Off. He's up for Best Song, Record of the Year, and Best Album. The BBC's Crystal Hayes is at the event in Los Angeles and has been describing who would be performing.
This year, artists include British talent, including Lola Young and Olivia Dean. And along with them, we'll see newcomers like Alex Warren, the girl group Cat's Eye. Should be a very fun one. Later on in the night, we'll also expect to see some tributes for those stars who've died this past year. And that'll include a special tribute to Ozzy Osbourne, which will feature Post Malone and Slash. We're also hearing from some artists here on the carpet that we could expect some surprises tonight.
Crystal Hayes, BBC World News.